This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
North Dakota, make it a day you just do something you didn't plan to do. I know there's plenty of people that will be there, planning to be there, but you know what? I'd love for you to come experience a Cookfest. You've probably heard me talking about this. Better part of 10 years this month, every year, hit the road for Cookfest and taking these in. So you've probably heard about it over the years, but have you been to one? Well, make today the day you do it. Go to Twin Buttes, North Dakota, North Dakota Petroleum Council. Puts the Bakken Locks Cookfest on, the energy of North Dakota. Twice each summer in two communities. We were in Granora the day before yesterday. And today is Twin Buttes, North Dakota. And there's an information session at 2 o'clock that is really good. It's like actual real information, Q&A, good stuff, the whole thing. Okay? You really would enjoy it. And that goes from 2 until 3 at the Twin Buttes Community Center today. I mean, Lynn Helms, Department of Mineral Resources, and the best Ole and Sven joke teller ever. I'll prove that for you in a little bit here. And Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, industry experts, Q&A, great presentation, new information, a lot of, you know, giving you the whole landscape of where things are at. It's really good, no matter what line of work you're in or whatever. It's just really good. These are designed to say thank you to the communities impacted by the development. So that's why it's at Twin Buttes today, which, by the way, has benefited mightily. A lot of neat projects going on there. In fact, we're trying to track down Corey Spotted Bear, who has recently, Tessa Sandstrom from the Petroleum Council, told me she went on a tour she couldn't believe. Of all the different projects, from playgrounds to, you know, you name it, different projects that have been done and developments going on there. So really neat, a lot going on in Twin Buttes. So anyway, that ends at 3, and then 4 until 7 is a free barbecue with really good barbecue. Free stuff and live music by ND22. So come on out, community center lot today, Twin Buttes, and I have some tickets for some of the concerts at the State Fair. Because the State Fair kicks off this weekend. And I have tickets for Florida Georgia Line. You heard of them before, Todd?
Oh, absolutely. Good
Manny's,
stuff.
Manny, is that on your playlist? Florida Georgia Line? I hope so. Good stuff. And
probably not, if I'm being honest. But
no,
that's okay.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't mind them.
You've heard of them. You know they're big time.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. Yes.
And Cole Swindell as well. So I have some tickets for those. If you find me in Twin Buttes, we'll take care of you. We'll get you to the shows. So tomorrow night is Cole Swindell, 8 o'clock, and then Florida Georgia Line is Saturday night. And then I have some tickets for Dierks Bentley we'll be giving away when we're live from the fair next Thursday and Friday. Todd's going to be up there, too. When are you up there again, Todd? You're up there a bunch, right?
Definitely going to be up there Wednesday, but you know what? Maybe I'll just spend a few days. Monday,
yeah.
Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that.
That'd be awesome, yeah. And we'll be in that little stage they call it the Dakota Flickertail stage. So come find us, and we just have a grand old time. We're going to do a fun little presentation on energy on the Thursday. We did that last year, actually, on the Dakota Access Pipeline. This one's about wind, so stay tuned for that. And maybe some others as well, Thursday and Friday. So a lot of fun. Should be a grand old time. Oh, I know. Let's see. This would be Friday. Kelly Armstrong in a talk radio town hall. Kelly's actually going to be on the eastern end of the state. We said, hey, can we bring you to the western end of the state and let people at State Fair ask you anything? And so we're going to allow you to do that at the State Fair Friday, week from tomorrow, in the 10 o'clock hour. So there's just a couple of programming notes about things that are happening. And I don't want to leave anybody out that can't come to Twin Buttes today, even though I want you all there. So if you want some Florida Georgia Line or Cole Swindell tickets, tell me something I don't know between now and 10:30, and you'll win them. 701-367-2054. I don't exactly know what that means. I'm just saying, you know, bring something, you know. If I say I did not know that, you'll win. Simple as that. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Text Todd at 226-8503. Text me at 367-2054 on what's on your mind. Chris in Watford City, thanks a bunch for waiting. You're next.
Hey, thank you very much. Before I get to my primary point, you got to get back out here to Watford City. It is green and beautiful this late in the summer. It feels like spring has just extended. I got a friend that's trying to get a second cutting in on his hay. That's how green and lush it is out here. So,
well, here's a true story. Chris, a good reminder for everybody. And so you know, I plan to stay in Watford City on Tuesday night, right? No, Monday night, on the way to the Cook Fest. And I couldn't get a hotel room in Watford City. That's no kidding. So that tells you, there's a lot of great hotels in Watford City. I've told a lot of people that. We have that Best of the West deal where you get 10% off the already low price. So that tells you how busy Watford City is. So, but I am coming for Ribfest. August 10th. See you at Ribfest. I'll be there. We'll be at the mineraltracker.com booth right on Main Street under the tent. So, come look for us at Ribfest in Watford City. Should be fun. So what else is on your mind?
Well, this is the main point, and I'm sure you already know this, so I don't get any FGL tickets on this one. But you remember under the past Democrat administrations, anytime negative news came out, they'd bomb Libya, they'd do something actually kind of major or crazy so that the news would fill up with the other news and not the Monica Gate or whatever. Well, Lisa Page has been testifying for 2 days, and, you know, characterization-type testimony from congressman is coming out saying that she is confirming that what we said between me and my former lover, we meant that we have an insurance policy, that we are going to stop him, that we're going to obstruct this, election. That's what Republican congressmen are saying, is that she's confirmed what those texts say they meant. It wasn't a, I'm defending Gold Star families, wrap myself in a false flag garbage. She's actually confirming that. And because it's behind closed doors, there's no point of order, adjourn, you know, motion to this, whatever they do to stop testimony. And I think that the craziness will die down as her testimony dies down, and we'll get back to everybody just hates Trump. But it's a big, loud scream coming from the entire Democrat spectrum, because they're terrified that someone who I'm not a fan of anybody that cheats on their spouse and stuff like that, but we're all human. But she's a little more credible than Peter Strzok in that Strzok obviously orchestrated his testimony with the Democrats. You could see he paused while they were reading notes on the next objection, next point of order, next motion to adjourn. He would pause. They would go into their hullabaloo, and then, it was just a clown show. But with Paige, she's not in the open, so there's no big craziness. So they have to scream, scream, scream to drown out any negative information against the cabal that's trying to overturn a duly processed
good,
election.
Great point. I mean, they're not, by the way, just so you know, Chris is raising an amazing point about how Congress works. So when it's a hearing on C-SPAN, everybody's performing. Everybody's, and this isn't just, you know, it isn't like all the Republicans are literally white and the Democrats are not. Everybody's on a stage performing, trying to get that money moment to get on the evening news, whatever, and the screaming and the hollering by the Democrats is so, you know, people don't say, oh, you didn't protect her, you didn't, you know, all they're crazy. So it's that's a good point. But who was the congressman that's saying what she said?
Gosh, it was a couple of Republicans. It was in the morning briefings on the news that you get on your phone if you follow conservative stuff. And believe it or not, it was actually, I think, on CNN, in a little CNN blurb by trying to get both sides on my
phone.
Be
still, my heart. That's wild. Well, Chris, guess what? I didn't know that Florida Georgia Line went by FGL until you said it. So that's good enough for a pair of tickets. If you can use them, I have a pair for you.
Well, I don't want to take them if I can't. What night are they performing?
Saturday, like in 2 days.
My son and I are going to be there for some church stuff with my wife and I'll do this. I'll send my son and his fiance, they're getting married in a couple weeks, to it. I'll take a couple.
Oh, beautiful. All right, so hang on. Manny's going to get your name and telephone number so we can hook you up with the tickets. But thanks for listening, Chris. Appreciate that very much. He dropped off. Chris, call back so Manny can get your information there, would you? At 800-228-0550. You know the number you called. John in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, this is John, one of your loyal listeners. I was just wondering, you know, I had my uncle, he was a world champion cheesemaker in 1958, Lionel Johnson.
I did not know that. Todd, did you know that? That is his uncle? Was a cheesemaker? So do you actually have an uncle that made cheese?
Yeah. I was a cheesemaker all my life, too. And my uncle was a world champion cheesemaker.
Look where you started, Scott.
I hope
that's
you,
actually stellar. I hope that's
a true story, but it doesn't matter. You're going to get a pair of tickets anyway just because I love cheese.
It is a true story.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I want to meet you. I want some of the cheese. I cheese is my main food group. I love it. All right. Well, beautiful, John. Hang on. Same drill for you. Manny will get your name and number, and we'll get you the tickets, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Who says we don't have some fun on What's on Your Mind? Are you kidding me? Yeah. More after this, folks. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For a great place to work, our friends at High Plains Apache need you. They're looking for field service techs right now to join their team at the Mandan location. This is a family-friendly place to work. We broadcast from there. These guys have been longtime sponsors of ours here on What's on Your Mind, and it's a great place to be. They're good folks. They take care of their customers. You walk in, they're smiling. It's just, it's fun. And great pay and that team environment benefits and all that. So you heard CJ earlier from Dak Diesel, right? CJ, because of the show, was growing and growing and growing. He said, hey, can you announce that I need some diesel techs? And hired two great diesel techs, and now is booked 6 weeks out and being able to handle it and get that backlog down. And so a lot of people in the audience that might be looking for a good spot in High Plains Apache, there you go. jobs@highplainsapache.com. Email your cover letter and resume to them at jobs@highplainsapache.com. And, of course, don't forget tips, parts, service, full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including those best-in-class Apache self-propelled sprayers. High Plains Apache Mandan, number there is 701-663-2375, or you can stop in Frontier, which is south of Fargo, exit 60 I-29, and see him, or online at highplainsapache.com. All right, back to the phones, and I've not had a chance to get the text, which means I'm talking to a lot of callers, and we do, we love chatting with you. We really do. So we'll always take those callers first, but we'll get to a few texts too here in a moment at 701-367-2054. Jim in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Jim, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm better now that you called, because I love Minot. I love hearing from our many, many listeners in the great Magic City.
Well, I'm the chairman for the North Dakota State Fair Parade. You know, it's the largest parade in North Dakota, and it's happening right at the beginning of the state fair.
Yeah, I'm glad you called about that, because that's sort of one of those iconic events that you just need to see. That's a parade, I'm telling you. It's unbelievable. So what's your favorite part of this year's lineup?
Part of this year is our Grand Marshal. Our Grand Marshal is Cara Munn.
Well, wow. Yeah. Todd's her bodyguard, you know, so she doesn't go anywhere without him. So
he better hurry up and get up here, because I'm going to take his place today, because I'm going to be her escort. So.
You lucky dude.
Well, tell her we said hi.
Yeah, I will do that for sure. No, we got 228 entries right now into the parade. What leads it off is the 188th Army National Guard band from Fargo, so and they're really good.
They are. I've heard them many times. They're fabulous. You're right.
And, you know, Jesus, it must be a political year this year, because we got lots of politicians also.
I know that, too, because Congressman Kramer was on with us yesterday inviting all of his supporters to join him walking in the parade, which I think would be kind of fun.
Yeah, I keep getting that invitation, too. I don't understand it.
You don't? Why? You want to watch that walk?
No, because I'll be leaving. I'll be in my golf cart.
You got too much work to do.
Oh, it's fun. No, I love parades. You know what? I love the state fair, too. I love the fair, period. I grew up around fairs, and just a great time. And the North Dakota State Fair is a premier event for North Dakota, for sure.
You're darn right it is.
And we'll have a lot of cheese.
The cheese. I like the cheese. Yeah, exactly right. I'm kind of fired up about the cheese. That's for sure. Did you have any interest? Because you did tell me something I didn't know, which was the contest here this half hour. And I didn't know Cara Munn was the Grand Marshal. Should have known it.
Yeah.
And
she is.
I missed that, but now I know. Can we get you a pair of tickets? You probably get all the tickets you want, but if you got
to... No, you know, I'm going to go. I'm taking Cara to the Lord of Georgia Line concert, because she is going to give a welcome to the North Dakota State Fair that night.
How fun will that be? Yeah.
Yeah,
how about Cole Swindell?
Oh, that would be great.
That's tomorrow night.
Yeah, I can go tomorrow night. I'll be out here at the fairgrounds, so I'm living out here. I have my camper out here.
Could we get you a pair of tickets?
Well, why not?
Oh, beautiful. All right, that's perfect. Well, you not only told us about the State Fair Parade, which is going to be fabulous, you also told us about the Grand Marshal and the 188th Army Band, and you told us all kinds of stuff. So I hope a lot of folks take it in and do it. If you hang on, Jim, we're going to get your name and number so we can get you those tickets, okay?
the parade starts at 9:15 at Broadway and Burdick, then it hits the fairgrounds about 10 o'clock. So a couple more pieces of information for you.
That sounds like fun. It really does. That's good. So get up to Minot, take that parade in. Thank you, Jim.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. Bye.
All right. Don't go anywhere now because Manny has to get your info here. So just a little a moment here. I want to do one of those parades. I can't be there Saturday, but I do want to do one of those parades. And I think I guess I've been in parades over the years for, you know, radio stuff where you're in there with the company float or whatever, but car, but never walked one. I think it'd be kind of fun. So let's find one we can do that sometime soon. We'll go put our Kramer Crew shirts on and just be a little fly on the wall. Be kind of fun. Have a bunch of What's on Your Mind listeners join the fun. And if you're a Heidi fan, you walk with Heidi. Either it doesn't matter. We'll pick our who we're going to vote for and walk.
Well, if you're the Grand Marshal, you can't necessarily be in the parade with Kevin's people, but you could wear Kevin's shirt. So
true.
It's not that far-fetched an idea.
They're kind of cool. The Kramer Crew. They got a little, and they just had mobs of people at the parades. It's been really cool. A lot of energy out there. Let's see here, which, by the way, is very evident from the Heid Camp campaign. I don't know how close you're following this, but, I mean, there is so much chatter in the political world right now about the lack of energy on the Heid Camp campaign and these kind of goofy little stories about the, you know, the mayor of Grand Forks, saying he's a Donald Trump fan, but he's for Heidi. I mean, nobody believes that for a second, you know. And a retired law enforcement guy says she's good on the border. Like, he knows one thing about what she's done at the border. It's just a lot of goofy stuff going on. So it's you can tell where the numbers are for sure. A lot of energy. It's going to be fun, folks. Now until November, going to be a lot of fun. Let's get to a few texts here. I've texted you this before. Both sides don't like Trump. I like how he's ruffling their feathers. My kind of guy. That is always a good sign. You know, there's no doubt about that. Another says, I think it's blind support for Trump. You Trump supporters won't see it until it's too late. He'll sell our country out to Russia. He threw U.S. intelligence under the bus, and he wants to let Russian intelligence question U.S. citizens. Trump is a traitor. Oh, for crying out loud. He doesn't want to let Russian intelligence question citizens. He's saying Putin offered to say, look, if you believe these guys, these 12 intelligence guys did this, let's get them in a room. You question them, we'll question them. We'll try to get to the truth. Whether you do it or whether you don't, it's something different. And, you know, it doesn't make Trump a traitor. That's just kind of crazy. But anyway, that texter says, I think it's blind support for Trump. Another, President Trump did the right thing. There'll be a time and a place to confront Putin. I'm glad the president didn't poke the bear. I can't believe that's the most important question they could ask. The media would love to see a fight start among Trump supporters. Of course they would. They're panicked by Trump support. Good stuff. Thank you. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Burley, McKendree, Morton, Foster, Sheridan, and Cass counties, and farm equipment and retirement auctions in Steele, Bowman, Cheyenne, and Carson, North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. because I know what the president believes. I know that he understands that Russia meddled in our election.
Former White House spokesman Sean Spicer now involved in the dialogue about President Trump's meeting with Russia's leader Vladimir Putin.
I also believe that he tries to, as a deal maker, as a non-politician, he wants to get a deal with Russia.
Spicer also says President Trump is many things, but a liar isn't one of them.
Look, he's the ultimate salesman. I think he talks about it in his books, how he uses hyperbole to sell issues, and that's how he is. He's a salesman and a negotiator and a businessman.
Spicer speaking on NBC's Today Show this morning. Last night, President Trump said in an interview that aired on CBS, he let the Russian president know that, quote, we can't have meddling, and said he was very strong on that point during that one-on-one summit with Putin. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One, two, three, four.
Our live broadcast for the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest brought to you by our friends at Hess at Goodnight Midstream. They do saltwater disposal. You want those folks. They do good work. Great company. And by Enbridge, committed to supporting and strengthening the communities near their pipelines and facilities. And being a good neighbor means the world to us. They invest in the community, strengthening initiatives across North Dakota every year. Find out more at Enbridge.com. Thanks to them, we're in places like this, Twin Buttes, North Dakota today. Central time, 2 o'clock, information session, 4 o'clock, free food, free music, live music, free stuff, more of everything. So it's great. I'm going to talk to Lynn Helms a little bit about his presentation. If you come to Twin Buttes, we'll give you the cliff notes, what Lynn will be talking about today in just a moment. But Scott and Bismarck, you've been waiting to tell me about Autumn Fest.
Yes, you're looking for a parade. September 15th, we have the Autumn Fest parade in Bismarck. And we'd love for you to show up for that. I know Kevin's been in it every year. And it's a great parade that starts at 10 in the morning till about noon. And it goes through Bismarck, starts at the Capitol, ends at the Capitol.
So it's going on the calendar right now. And I think this is an all call for others as well. You got to join me on this. First time walking in a parade.
It's fun. I've been in many. Myself, so I put on the parade. It's a great parade. We have all the school bands. Matter of fact, the North Dakota Shrine Ceremonials coming to Bismarck for change their date to be in the parade also. So it's going to be a really fun parade.
Oh, that's great. I have it on the calendar right now. And
if you want to look up more information, just you can go to ndautumnfest.com and you'll find the website and pictures of the parade.
So I have this idea. Scott, where, you know, it's September 15th, it's, you know, closing in on the election. As I said earlier, I'm going to come and walk with the Kramer crew and invite our listeners to pick a team, you know, the Kramer team and the Heitkamp team, and walk in the parade, just do something we've never done before, and then we'll count how many people are in the Kramer crew and how many people are in the Heitkamp hive or whatever they call it, and then we'll say there's the election results. That'll be our What's on Your Mind poll. Right
that would
there.
Be wonderful.
Yeah.
And it would be neat for us to be able to be the ones to participate in it in Bismarck at the Autumn Fest Parade.
You instead of taking a call from some pollster or someone, you're actually, you know, walking with your vote. And that'll be the poll. That'll be the What's on Your Mind poll of the Senate race of 2018. I love it, I love it, I love it.
And
thanks
Kevin's
for
been Grand Marshal in it a couple times over the years, by the way.
Oh, has he really? That's cool.
Yeah, and one quick message I want to go. I'm a parade buff, so I like to go to parades. And I've watched all these people running for public office, and I don't know them all. And you never, it's hard to pick a lot of them out because they never dress distinctively or a different color, or they're just hiding in their crowd of people. And I think the word should be out that these people should be out in front where you know who they are as they're going down in front of their crowd in the parade so you can identify them, and they should be proud of who they are. And that's my two cents worth.
Are they flag a parade groupies then, you think? Is that what they are? They're kind of.
Well, no, but I say you have a parade and maybe. Kevin's pretty good. He's distinctive, and he always wears a different color shirt. But, like, there's people for county commissioner or the treasurer or whatever they're at in a public office or mayor.
Oh, I see, yeah.
They're all wearing the same white T-shirt. So if you really don't know that person, you don't get a chance to really know them. They could be right in front of you in the parade. They should be.
I got it. So they're there because they're looking for votes, but you got to be able to know who you're looking at.
Yeah, you ought to be proud in who you are and, you know, show your face and glad hand and actually be able to identify you as the person that's running amongst that crowd of people.
Great point. Well, thank you, Scott.
Hope to see you.
Yeah, look for the. No, I'll be there. This is a deal. We're not, we're live on the air here. Everybody's keeping score, so we'll be there. I think have some fun. So look forward to talking more about that in the coming days. All right, our next guest will be one of the key industry leaders. When I say industry leader, I guess in his case, he is a regulator of the industry, but he knows the industry. He's been in it himself and now regulates it and is a resource unlike really just about any oil play has. And you hear that again and again and again from so many folks, the experts. And so he'll be there at 2:00 today, puts on a great presentation. I saw it in Granora, and we asked him to come on today and give us some of the cliff notes. Lynn Helms, back with us on What's on Your Mind. How are you, Lynn?
Oh, great. It is a beautiful day, Scott. Western North Dakota is as beautiful as I've ever seen it.
Yeah, it sure is. In addition to being an expert on what's happening on all of these oil and gas developments we have going on right now, you are a world-class joke teller. the Ole and Sven jokes are really good. In fact, Lynn doesn't know I'm going to do this, but our microphones were in Granora, and we caught one of his Ole and Sven jokes, so just see if you're with me about how great a joke he tells. Go ahead and roll that, Tom.
My friends Ole and Sven, they were having an adult beverage one evening, and Sven says to Ole, he says, "Hey, Ole, how's that new bull working out?" And Ole says, "Oh, Sven, I got to tell you, the first week was bad. It was really bad. He just stood in the corral." He says, "So I had to call the vet to come up from Williston," and the vet come up from Williston and gave me a bunch of pills to give that new bull. And, man, I'll tell you what, within a couple of days, he was out in the pasture, and he took care of all the cows, and he went over to the neighbors and took care of all the cows over there. Sven says, "Wow, what is in those pills?" Ole says, "I don't know, but they taste a little like peppermint."
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you brought the house down with that one.
Yep. Well, we're kind of famous for Ole and Lena jokes, and so hopefully we'll have something in store for the folks in Twin Buttes. Then I want to encourage anybody in Dunn County, McLean County, Mercer County, get on over there. It's going to be a great time at the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest.
So, for folks that have not been there, I think the thing I really talk the most about is the information sessions and the access, you know, the questions they're able to ask, the presentation, the info you get. I mean, you're not using, you know, the same info with the, you know, that you've been using. This isn't like sort of basics. This is an update on where we are at today. So give us some of the cliff notes that is new and fresh that you're going to bring today in Twin Buttes.
Well, sure enough. And, you know, during the time of low oil prices, the industry really reinvented itself. And so they didn't just sit on their hands. They lowered the well costs and made it economic to move out into some of the areas like Twin Buttes. There's some drilling going on down there. We're going to talk about the record production. We didn't just set a new record in May, but we shattered the old record by 17,000 barrels a day. If McKenzie County was a state, it'd be number 6 in the nation. If it was a country all its own, it'd be in the top 30 in the world in terms of production. And so it's right at the cusp of 15 million barrels of oil a month. We're going to share some of that. We're going to share what we did with the gas capture policy to encourage operators to move out of the core area and begin to explore and develop places like Twin Buttes and Granora again. We're going to share what's going on in terms of investment in gas processing and pipelines, billions of dollars going in the ground, and what we think production is going to do, some of our need for big transmission lines, and we're going to talk about workforce needs. So if you're looking for work, the oil field needs you.
And you talk about where we're at today versus where we'll be, you know, generations to come. And, you know, that's what gets me so excited about. Even with today's technology, you know.
Absolutely.
If nothing else changed, you're gonna be having, you know, a production activity how long, Lynn?
Well, if nothing else changed, we would not get back to pre-Bakken production levels until after the year 2100. But things are changing rapidly. We've got five exciting enhanced oil recovery tests that are going in the ground starting this summer. And the hope is that based on results down in Texas, they're going to get 30 to 70% more oil out of the ground. That'll extend it another generation or two. We'll be looking at 2150. So we're planning for our grandchildren's grandchildren to benefit from this. Every decision we make, we have them in mind.
What is on the minds of folks now, like in Granora and today in Twin Buttes? What do you expect to hear in the way of concerns, questions, comments? What are they asking you about?
Well, this is a great opportunity. We set up a booth up in Granora. We're going to have one down in Twin Buttes. People stop by. They're very curious what's going on in the pipeline world. What's happening with this research, with the new rules? Are we getting, you know, control of the pipelines to where we're not having as many spills, and what's the technology doing there? They're also very, very interested in what we're doing in the royalty statement department. Royalty owners are, we've got tens of thousands of them now, and they're terribly confused by the statements they're getting. And so we've got new rules going into effect to make that information clear to them. And so tons of questions about pipelines and royalty statements. That seems to be at the top of their list.
You know, flaring is something you hear about more from the media, I think, than you do, you know, the average citizen out there, because they understand it's, you know, it's it's a relatively new oil play, and this takes time. But, you know, you've told me before the biggest pain point is often federal, siting and things you're waiting for in the way of gas gathering pipelines. But also there's a whole bunch of gas gathering or gas processing plants coming on. So, I mean, do you see this quote-unquote flaring problem resolving relatively soon?
Well, I don't think it's going to be, quote, resolved soon. It's an uphill battle, but the solutions are in place. The investment is coming, and as we go up this ramp, we're doing better and better on flaring. Now, I drove through almost the whole oil field on the way to Granora, and then back over here to Newtown, and now we're headed down to Twin Buttes. And you can definitely see the difference. For one thing, we had a major gas plant that was down. That was maintenance issues. But those flares are going out as I drove back towards Newtown this morning. And as we go across the west side of Fort Berthold, you can really see the effects of federal right-of-way delays. And we're working that problem hard. We've got a dialogue going with the BIA and the BLM, and I think we'll get it solved. But it's going to be into the 1990s before we really can take a deep breath and say, I think we've got this flaring thing handled.
Questions or comments for Lynn are welcome. If you want to give us a ring at 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, or send Todd a text, 226-8503, or me at 367-2054, 367-2054. We're going to take a break, Lynn. When we come back, I need to ask you about just how good the barbecue is, because that's another reason to come to Twin Buttes today.
It certainly is. The handouts and the barbecue are worth it. And I think I misspoke there. We're going to get to 90% in the 2020s. So, we got a good 5 years of uphill battle ahead of us.
Yeah, and that's after the current gas processing plants are online. You're saying that gets you just to 90?
Yep.
Because you're constantly building, obviously.
Constantly
welded.
Building production. You know, we got that goal of 2 million barrels a day ahead of us.
Hang on a quick sec. Back with more with Lynn Helms after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Do you remember that show, folks, Home Improvement, Tim Allen, and the neighbor, of course, his name was Wilson, and the two would talk over the fence? Well, that's Vince Webker and I. Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, and he's my neighbor. And you know what? Hot Spring Spas are the absolute best. I want folks to come in and see them. I want them to see the saunas. I want them to see the endless pools and the patio furniture you have and all the game tables and everything else. But more important than that is just trusting who you're doing business with. And with a brand like Hot Spring and all the other brands here, Olhausen and the Pool Tables and others, you know you're getting the best, right, Vince?
That's right. First of all, they're all made in the United States. But we don't talk about Hot Springs enough outside the wellness, which is a great point. But Hot Springs is the world's number one selling brand with over 1.6 million sold. We're the only hot tub that's won all 8 out of 8 Consumer Digest Best Buy Awards. Why do I say that? Because more people buy it and more people award it than any other hot tub made. And it's because we do one thing different than anybody else. We build them to use. We call it the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things we've discovered over the last 41 years, why people use this a lot or why they don't.
It will change your life. I'm here to tell you, it did ours. We've had one for over 2 years now and absolutely love it. It becomes an appointment. You have to get into the hot tub to end the day. Come on in, tell them Scott sent you. Use the promo code ACE and you'll get up to $2,000 off. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
Thank you.
Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot, too. And now Devil's Lake.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
North Dakota summer day, when it's nice and cool, do you thank clean, beautiful coal? Do you thank them? Do you think about them? How about on a winter blizzard night and your family is safe? Do you say, wow, without this reliable energy, it'd be a life or death situation right now? You ever think about that or want to thank the industry? I do, because I we have a 900-year supply of economically recoverable coal that has provided great energy, affordable energy, reliable energy for so long, and we take it for granted. We just forget about it. We can't do that because, for one, it's an industry always under attack, without question, and really a big job juggernaut in North Dakota. Very important industry. A lot of great, great long-term, decades-long jobs. So find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. 10 before the top of the hour, continuing with Lynn Helms from the Department of Mineral Resources, who will be in Twin Buttes today for the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. Hope you will be, too. Question for you, Lynn, from Ron in Butte. Ron, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, Lynn. What's the status of that refinery by McCody? Looks like it should be going, but there's nothing there. I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thank you, Ron, and that's a great question. You know, that is one of our strong hopes is to get a bit more refining going in North Dakota. The McCody plant right now is functioning as a rail transload station, so the rail facility is up and running. Their pipeline is in, that comes up from down in Partial. And, I know they've completed their feed studies. They've been talking about probably early next year looking at, trying to let some contracts for some bids to start refinery construction. So there's oil coming in there and it's being transloaded. But the refinery construction won't happen until probably late next year, early 20, at the earliest.
All right. Appreciate that call. Others welcome 258-0550. We were just talking off the air about my trip up to Granora. I was struck by just how many multi-well pads there are now, right? And this is a North Dakota innovation, right, Lynn?
Well, that's right. Yeah, the multi-well pad, the concept of multiple wells on a pad was invented here by Continental Resources. It's been taken, you know, to an order of magnitude greater than when it started, four wells on a pad. We've got one permitted for 30 wells. We've got one actually drilled and in completion operations with 24 wells. And so it shrinks the footprint of the oil and gas development by we went from 10% of the landscape being utilized to less than 1% with that concept.
And it just makes perfect sense, obviously, because you're able to, you know, just do the same amount of drilling, but you're disrupting, you know, much smaller group. Rather than 12 pads, you got, you know, like you say, or 30 pads, you got one. It just, and there's so many.
Oh, sure. What come from that? I mean, when you look at an oil field pumper who would have driven from pad to pad to pad to check 14,000 wells, he can make a stop on one pad now and look at two dozen wells. So the number of people that you need to keep well operating is decreased substantially.
It's one of the reasons that I call Harold Hamm the Steve Jobs of oil, because, you know, the oil play now is technology. And, you know,
it sure is.
You know, that kind of level of technology, being able to do that, is just it's what's keeping this going and pretty amazing. And that multi-pad's, I think, pretty cool. That's a neat part of the story, and the minimized impact to the landscape and trucks and where they're going and this energy corridor you can do with it really make a lot of sense. Another question from Gary in Jamestown for you, Lynn. Go ahead, Gary.
A question. Listening to late night radio a couple weeks ago, a fellow was talking about an oil field in Saudi Arabia was previously productive and all they can do now is just pump out hydraulic fracturing water. So what is the lifespan of these oil wells here in North Dakota where we're doing this hydraulic fracturing? Thank you.
You bet. Well, if we don't come up with any new technology, these wells have a 40 to 45 year life. And then at that point, like you're saying, they're just going to produce water or their old frac fluid. But the things that are going on this summer, the enhanced oil recovery tests have the possibility of extending that 25 to 40 additional years. So we're really excited that people are spending the money to do those field tests. It's been working in the laboratory, and it's been working in San Antonio, Texas. Without it, 40 to 45 year life. With it, we can push that out to maybe as much as 80.
Gary, thanks for the call. Len, I said I was going to ask you about the food because that's one of the highlights of the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. How good's the food? How good's the barbecue?
The food, the barbecue is as good as any I have ever had, and it's interesting that the companies and the service companies, they bring a little bit of Memphis barbecue, a little bit of Southwestern barbecue, a little bit of that Eastern vinegar barbecue and some mustard barbecue. You get a little bit of everything. And you do not want to miss the opportunity for that fabulous free barbecue.
And a lot of free stuff, a lot of really neat trinkets and things that are kind of fun to take home, too, that make it worth the trip. Free barbecue, free stuff,
oh, yeah.
live music by ND22. We'll be in Twin Buttes today. Lynn's doing a presentation that Kathy Nesson normally does as well, the geology presentation. That's really good. So 2 to 3 a day, Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council, doing that as well. And then from 4 until 7, the free barbecue and all the goodies. So should be a lot of fun. If you come find me, Florida Georgia Line and Cole Swindell tickets for the weekend State Fair entertainment. Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. See you later.
See you in Twin Buttes, folks. And tomorrow on your radio. 701-367-2054 for your text comments. Always love hearing your feedback on the show. Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.